Okay, let's get into the next parak of Tehillim. Tehillim, parak Samachay, 65. Lam Natseach, Mizmar, LeDavid, Shir. So this is the Lam Natseach for the conductor. A Mizmar for David. Mizmar, LeDavid, we've spoken in the past. What's the difference between Mizmar, LeDavid, and LeDavid, Mizmar? How natural it was. Did he think about it? Or did it just come out? But this parak is, seems to discuss the rain and the plenty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. Is it davening for it, or is it a hodah after it happens? It seems like it's a hodah. That's the literal meaning of after it happens. Hashem, you've given rain and you've helped the mountains and the fields and you've satiated. So maybe this is a hodah. The Malbim says this is a hodah after the fact, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has maybe it was after one of the droughts in David HaMelech's life, but it was a hodah after. Husad says the Malbim, Al Birchas Hagshamim Asher Nasan Hashem Achrei Ra'av V'yuchal Lios Shahaya Al Ra'av Shahaya B'mein David Shalosh Shanim. As it says at the end of Sefer Shmuel, it could be that this was said then. If not, it was just a tefillah to say, the Daas Mikra suggests, said in the Beis HaMikdash at a time when they went after the rain came and they wanted to fulfill their nedarim that they took upon themselves Be'es Sara. That is the simple interpretation. The Radak says a lot of this parak is a tefillah. It's a tefillah to be said bizman agalus, when we're looking for the salvations. Okay, we have a couple of important psukim. Every pasuk is important, but a couple of salient psukim here. Lecha dumiyati la. We could have a whole shiur just on those three words. Hashem, to you, silence is praise. Lecha dumiyati la. Elokim b'tzion, Hashem b'tzion. Ulecha, and to you, Yerushalam neder, nedarim should be fulfilled. Many from the Rishonim to the Achronim. Rav Soloveitchik talked about this a lot, but it's not just Rav Soloveitchik. It's the Rambam and the Mar Nevuchim quotes the same Gemara, or the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel, and also in Megillah, where the Gemara talks about a chazin that went and added on words to the Amida. The Gemara says, "Ahu denachis kamei du Rabbi Chanina." There was somebody who went to be the chazin, Rabbi Chanina Shul. Amar hakel hagadol hagibar v'hanora haadir haazuz. Hayarui, hachazak amitz, havadai v'hanechbad. He adds on 10 extra adjectives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Himtin lo ad siyem, Rabbi Chanina waited until he finished. He didn't want to interrupt him in the middle. Ki siyem, when he finished, Armali, he said to him, siyem tinu l'kul ishivchei demarech. Now you finished. You fulfilled, you finished all the praise. Now you hit the nail on the head. Lamali kulihai, what are you adding? Anan, hani tlas damrinan, even the three that we say. Hagadol Agibar Vanora, Ilav de Amrinu Moshe Rabbeinu Raisa. Had Moshe Rabbeinu not said those three in the Torah, Parshas Akev, the Anshekazagadola, Vatakina Betfila, and the Anshekazagadola wouldn't have been misakin it, Bohavin Yicholu Memalu, we wouldn't be able to say it. The Yad Amr Kule Haiva Azlis, and you're adding? You think you're adding? It's impossible. It's impossible to get to the exact MS. So don't. And the Gemara gives a mashal mechbas of Adam, shayelo elef alafim dinar izav, somebody who has thousands and thousands of gold coins, and I praise him and I say, wow, you have so many wonderful silver coins. Falu gnayulo. That's a gnai. So that's the Gemara. So says Rav Soloveitchik in many places, I'll read it for the Rambam, because we don't always read it for the Rambam, in the Mar Nevuchim, that kalamosev goreya, sometimes the best praise of Hashem is not praising, because we recognize he is beyond praise. The Rambam writes in Chelek Rishon, Perek Nuntes, he quotes our pasuk, Lecha dumiyat tila, pirusho, hadumiya biyachas elecha hi tila. Silence to you, Hashem, is generally praise. Vizu bihirus atsuma ma'od. This is ultimate clarity, this yisod. Be'inyin zeh. Lefisha kol davar shenemar, v'kavanosenu bo l'romemu l'halel, nimsa bo shegi'a. Kolshi klapav yisaleh. V'nargishbo migra'as misu yemes. Lachena shtika tova yoser. It's just quiet. You can't explain it with words. Where Pinkus says sometimes a great person walks into the room and everybody starts talking. Wow, wow, wow. And then an even greater person walks into the room and there's just silence. There's like, can't even talk. So that's the three words. Hashem, to you, praise is often silence. Next pasuk, again, it's top heavy in this perek. A lot of what to say on the top side. Shomea tfila, Hashem listens to our tfilos. Shomea tfila, the Radak already says. Unlike a person who can only hear one thing at a time, if two people talking at once, you can't listen. Hashem listens to all tefillos of the world at the same time. Shonet tefila adecha basar yavau. Just finished the pasuk. Adecha, to you, kol basar yavau. You hear and all flesh shall come to you, says the Radak. Melech basar vadam yachol lishwam min shnayim o min shlosha, at most. You can hear two or three people talking at once. Veinu yachol lishwam min akol, aval ata shomeya tefilas kol basar keechad. You can listen to every single human. V'kol echad v'echad mispalel es shalo. And everybody davens their own. Shall call basar ata shomeya ve'in ata shomeya shalanu. The Radak says this is a complaint of a Jew and Gaulus. You hear everybody's and not ours? But again, the Pashup shot of many others say, no, this is a statement that Hashem hears all of our tefillos. So Soloveitchik points out, this is mentioned in the Reflections of the Rav, on page 79. Adecha ad is a very close relationship. El means two. I could call out to you and you're far away and I could call to you. That's El. Ad, right? Shuvah Yisrael, ad Hashem Elokecha, or adecha, that means a very closeness. The word ad, however, suggests the distance has been covered and the gap bridged. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the ideal communion in prayer is signified by the word adecha, as in Shomea Tfila Adecha. This captures the whole essence of Tfila. This phrase, Shomea Tfila Adecha, it brings close. Brings close HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the one talking. Soloveitchik also writes elsewhere in Ish HaEmuna, the purpose of tefillah is that connection, is that communication. Soloveitchik points out that why is it that the formalization of tefillah dafka happened at the beginning of Bayis Sheni during the time of Ashkenaz HaGadola? Why dafka did they see fit that they had to formalize and canonize the structure and the whens and the whats? Because, says Rav Soloveitchik beautifully, they realized amongst the Ashkenaz HaGadola were amongst them the Nevi'im Achronim, the last Nevi'im that were going to be there for 2,000 years. And they realized at the time there would be no more Nevuah. So what would be? There would be no communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael and mankind. So the Nevi'im, the Ashkenaz HaGadola said, if Hashem is not going to talk to us, we're going to talk to Him. And therefore, Tefillah substituted for that connection of Nevuah. And obviously, Nevuah is a very strong, tight, close connection. Tefillah is exactly that, says Rav Soloveitchik. Klalo shel davar. Tefillah v'nevuah hein, this is page 34, if you're looking up. Tefillah v'nevuah hein shnei hagdaros nirdafos. Tefillah and Nevuah are synonyms. Prayer and prophecy are synonyms. L'dusiach hanose ofi shel bris. Bein ha'lokim v'adam. Achein. Kilas ha'tefillah nolda. When was the congregation of prayer born? Ba'osa sha'amamish, k'shakilas ha'nevuah higi l'kitza. When prophecy was ending, prayer was starting. V'kashakilas ha'tefillah ba'al ha'olam, haruach shal yehudiyah kadum lo'i miras kilas ha'nevuah. It's not substituting, ela hensichota, it's eternalizing the experience of nevuah. Ha'tefillah hi hemshech shal nevuah. The aguda shal mispala mimimela aguda shal nevi'im. The only difference between the two, tefillah and nevuah, is who is the yozeim? Who is the one that starts? Who is the one that's talking? But in every conversation, one side is talking, one side is listening. And that's what happens by tefillah. Heim sirvu lihikana. They refuse to be humbled. Lemitzius historis v'achzorazus, to this tragic reality. V'lo natnu du siach benokim, there will be no communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mankind. And they knew there wouldn't be any nevuas, therefore they made tefillah. So that's all captured in this one word, adecha. Adecha means there's a close connection. The Nitziv points out, this is in the Nitziv's commentary on Shir HaShirim, the Meitiv Shir. The Meitiv Shir, that's the Nitziv's commentary on Shir HaShirim. So in the eighth pasuk, on the pasuk of Tzi'ilach Bikvei Atzon, the Nitziv says, often you find tefillah, and you should find, tefillah linked to karbanos. A karban is meaningless, says the Nitziv, without tefillah. To karban is kind of to pave the way to then allow us to come close to Hashem in tefillah. The ikar tachlis hakarban she'ola l'ratzon l'makrivo. The ikar tachlis hu she'tishma usakabel tefillah so bos hashah. That our tefillah is accepted at that moment. The gamma makrivim arishonim kayin vehevel. Even the earliest carbon bringers, kayin and hevel sheheviu karbanoseim hayazek deshetukubal tefillah and al atzlach eskeim. They wanted to have their tefillahs answered regarding their parnasa. As it says, Vaisha Hashem el hevel vel minchaso, says the Nesiv Pirish el hevel el tfilaso. Because it says, Ve'el minchasa. When he turned to Hevel and turned to his mincha, so the mincha is the carbon. What's to Hevel? To his tefillah. She nafsho shel adam. Kolashen chana ve'eshpoches nafshi lifnei Hashem. V'chein b'shas hakrabas ha-temidim. Sheim l'chameim lachmam. Sorry, lachmam shel Yisrael. Right, the korvas temidim, which is the bread of the Jewish people, and is b'schus, the tamid, we get lachem. Hayazeh al yidei tefilas anshe ha-ma'amad shel Yisrael. The ma'amados, as is described in Tainus, they daved every day, so it was that tefila that was listened to. V'chein kol yachid k'shaya rotzeh she'tekubal tefilaso hayamakrav karban u'mispala olav. Where do you see that? First pasuk karban, next pasuk shomeat tefila decha kabasu yavo. And what's the purpose? They continue to say, "Sibal azeh." The reason behind this is shakarbanos hayimaratzim es adam umechaprim alavonosav. The karban brings me close and removes my stains. Shehema mechitzah shal barzel beino leveino aviv shema shemayim. And then after that. And also, first he says, Akarban is also goyim l'vayil of Ava v'dveikos l'kutsha brichu, and then our tefillah could be close to Hashem. There's more, but again, this is on the eighth pasuk. Aleph Ches, and then he relates it back to Tzilach b'ikvei hatzon. So, we continue. Shomea tefillah, again, adecha kol basar yavou, divrei avonos gavru meni. My sins have gotten above me. Pisha'inu atasach habreim. My negligence. Hashem, you bring kapara. So again, according to Radak, this is a tefillah. According to others, the Malbim, this is a hoda'ah. Ashrei tivchar usekarev yishkon chatzirecha. Hashem praises the one that you choose and you bring close to be in your courtyard. Nisba b'tuv beisecha, we will be satiated with the goodness of your house. Kedosh echalecha. So this is, there's a minog, that this is pasuk is said at the beginning of a bris milah, when the baby is brought in, the iyun tefillah, commentary on the bottom of the Siddur suggests that it has to do with the Bechir of Am Yisrael, right? Ashe Tivchar, Hashem, you chose Am Yisrael to have this permanent sign on their bodies, the Oz Bris Kodesh. So that's why this pasuk is appropriate to say at that time. No Ra'os B'tzedek Ta'anenu, Hashem, awesomeness, the awesomeness of your righteousness, Ta'anenu, answers us, Elokei Yeshenu, Mivtach Kol Katzvei Eretz, you are the protector of all parts of the globe, the Yam Rechokim, Mechin Harim Bekocho, you get mountains ready, you set mountains Bekocho with your strength, Nezar Begvura girded with strength, and then Mashbiach Sheon Yamim, it sounds like we're talking about Maisabracious, Mashbiach, that means the Besuda Sion says, Mashkit Sheon Yamim, you calm the waters, Sheon Galeim, the waves, Vahamon Lu'umim, and the luumim all over. Vayiru yoshvei ksavos beososecha. All the world will see from your osos, from your creations. Motzoi boker va'erev tarnim. The morning, the night. So we see here, we're talking about the bracious. So this is what Chazal pick up on, right? Some might remember the first daf in Tainus. Tainus Dabez, the Gemara compares rain, right, which is what this parak is going to mention in a few moments, and Maisa bracious. Right, that says Mechen Harm Bigvura, Hashem created mountains, and that's the first daf in Tainus on Daf Beis, where the Gemara is trying to learn about why it's called Gvuros Geshamim. Why is it called Gvuros Geshamim? Because we compare rain to Maisa Bracious, and Maisa Bracious has Gvura, and then rain has Gvura, and then you know it's all connected. But that's the Gemara. This is again Bria Sa'olam compared to rain. If you look in the Radak, he says this pasuk is referring to Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf. Mashbiach Sheon Yamim, says the Radak. Kilofi Daiti ki b'shnei psukim ha'ela al Yisrael yedaber. Amar Mashbiach Sheon Yamim, Omer ki mishesh biach Sheon Yamim, levnei Yisrael b'tzeis amim Yisraelim, shebaka lemes hayam, ve'evir misocho, he brought us through, hu yashbiach hamon le'umim, v'sheonim, v'ya'ale Yisrael mitocham, just like Hashem brought us out of Yamsuf, Hashem will bring us out of this gullus as well. And the Radak Lishitaso continuing that this is about the galus, right? This is a kishem, just like Mashbiach, so too he's going to bring us, like the smock says in Mitzvah Aleph, which we have mentioned often, that the mitzvah of Tzipisa LiYeshua, or the halacha of Tzipisa LiYeshua, is included in the mitzvah of Emuna. Just like we have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim once, so too we believe that he's going to bring us out of this galus, Be'ezus Hashem, right? And that's part of Emunah. And that's what the Radak says this pasuk is referring to. Mashpiach she'on yamin. Vayiru yoshei k'sosos osecha, motsoi boker va'erev tarnin. Right? The going out of the sun in the morning and night, tarnin, will make us sing. Will make us sing. Rashi says we sing in Birchas Kriyashma relating to nature. Right? Tarnin l'chas abrios yoshvei ha'ksavos. Ba'boker omer barach yotzer ha'ma'oros uva'erev barach Ma'ariv Aravim, right? We have a bracha about nature every single morning and every single afternoon. The Mitzudas David says that we're going to be inspired. People are inspired by the steadiness of nature. There's never a day that the sun doesn't want to come out. Motzoi Hama'oros Hayotzim Loir Ba'ogarev Hayitzia Hahi, says the Mitzudas David, Ta'orer Lev Habrios L'ranein Lacha. Right? The going in and out will awaken. Right? Earlier, what was it? I guess it misled. The sun and the moon, it misled people to think that they were the gods themselves. But once Avraham Avinu came onto the scene and taught us that no, there's some power behind the sun and the moon, so that's going to inspire us. Kasher Yerushal Yeshanu as Tafkidam, as we see that they don't change their Tafkid. The Rambam says that they never change their Tafkid, but it's not because they are not mindful. Right? This is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says that the luminaries have Das. Not a das that we can understand, but they have das. Says the Rambam. Paragimel halacha tes in Yisodei Torah. Kol hakochavim v'hagalgalim. Kulam ba'ali nefesh v'deya v'haskelheim. All the stars and the luminaries, they have a nefesh and deya and haskel. Again, just like a dog can't understand what a deya of a human being is, we can understand what the deya of a sun is. V'heim chayim v'omdim. They are alive, says the Rambam. Umakirim etzvi shamar v'haya ha'olam. And they recognize God. The sun and the moon, they have a recognition of Hashem. Kalechad ve'echad l'fi gazlo l'fi malaso. Mishabchim u'mefa'arim liotzram. They all praise Hashem, kemo ha'malachim. U'kishem shemakirim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach makirim es atzman. Wow, they have self-awareness. Just like the sun and the moon and the stars know Hashem, they also know themselves. Umakirim es hamalachim shalamala mehen, and they recognize malachim above them. V'das hakochavim v'hagalgalim me'uta midas hamalachim v'gedola midas b'nei adam. The das of the sun and the moon and the stars is in between. It's more than our das, more intense than our das, but lower than the das of the malachim. So that's all, again, related to this pasuk. Motzoi bokev erev tanim, we're going to sing out. We're going to sing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we view nature, right? Or maybe this is also the Rambam has this in mind in the Sodei HaTorah earlier in Beis Beis, when he talks about how looking around at the world makes us feel so big and makes us feel so small, and it causes us to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We realize Meshabeach u'mefaru u'mis'aven. At the same time, we jump backwards via Fachid, and we're a Bir Yeshvela. So that's also part of this idea. We continue. Pakadata ha'aretz. Right, you remembered the earth vatashokokeha, and you gave it rain, from the word mashke. Rabas ta'ashrenha, right, much you have given it riches. Peleg elokim, the rivers of Hashem malei mayim are filled of water. Tachin teganam kichein techineha. You got ready their grain. Right, the emphasis is rain here. It's interesting. There's a precious drachim. The Rinas Yislak here points out the precious drachim that though everything in nature is supposed to inspire us, the rain is maybe even more so, because rain is the only, it's not kavua. You know what the sun's going to do in the moon, you can predict. But the rain, you could go weeks with, weeks without. Says the precious drachim, din yigashamim einon al piteva, ki kol advarim ba'olam omrim hafilosofim shu al piteva, av zrichas ha-shemesh v'shkiyasa, aval al gashamim modim, she'einon al piteva klal. They realize that rain is not kasher anu roim shepa'amim lo yered klal upa'amim yered b'chol yom v'yom v'chein nikra gvuros gshamim, like the Gemara in Tainus. That's why it's called gvuros gshamim shebezeh nikar gvuros Hashem yoser mikol hadvar, more than any other part of nature that is we recognize Hashem. So maybe that's also alluded to in here. Pakadata aretz v'atashogeh rabat hashrenu v'chol mayim. We continue. Tlameha rave, you filled up its furrows, naches gedudeha, perivim tibalgigena, tzimcha tavarech, right? You bless all of the vegetation. Itarta shnas tovasecha, you have given a crown to the year of goodness. Umagalecha, you're a fun deshin, you have filled it with deshin with plenty. Yirafu na'os midbar. Yirafu is from the lashon of hazala, the Mishnah says, to drip. It's dripping on the deserts, the pastures and the hills themselves will sing out with joy. Love shu kar matzon. There's amazing plenty even in the animals. Kar matzon va'amakim yathu bar yisro a'o af yashiru. So it really sounds like a perek, which is a different tone than most of the other prakim. It's a perek of hoda'ah. It's a perek of recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of nature, in charge of rain, and is giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing that we might have had sins at the beginning, but it's all focused on you. L'cha dumaya tila. We're going to try to praise you. We're going to try to thank you, but, you know, we're never going to get. Remember, the first comment in the Maharal Sefer on Pesach, I think it's Gvuras Hashem, where he talks about what's kol amar belasapar harezim mishubach. Right, but what do you mean? Right, we're never going to finish. So the morale says, that's by praise. But by thanks, you can't not thank. Doesn't matter if you're not going to finish. You have to thank. That's the difference between kol amar b'lasaper and the idea of l'chadumiyah tila. Okay, we'll stop here.